This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Jumping into another interesting conversation. You know, every time I come to work in the morning, I always see, you know, mothers, you know, fathers, brothers, and, you know, sisters jogging and making, you know, the exercise, I mean, at the end of the day. And some of them, you just think maybe the exercising is just for that. But for some, it's actually, you know, more than that. They take it as a career. And joining us this evening is, you know, the Mzansi Athletics Club. I've gotten to see them many times in different, you know, marathons around the province, and also in the Comrades Marathons and also in the Two Oceans. So joining us at this evening's project officer, Awalani Matoni, to talk to us about this beautiful project that they have. Omatoni,
Sports on Capricorn. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We are hearing that the 27th of May is a big day for Mzansi Athletics Club. Just take us through that.
Yes, the 27th of May, we have a race that is called the Mzansi Athletics Club Half Marathon. Half marathon, as we know, is a 21 kilometers, but we have everything for everybody. We have 21, 10, and 5 kilometers, so you can even bring the small ones. Let's take it to winter. Let's have fun. Let's have a jol. And maybe the chairperson here, this is the chairperson of Mzansi Athletics Club. He's known as Billy C, but he's Mr. Rambiana. I've brought him with so that we can take it through and see how much we can, how much fun we can have on the 27th of. And also, this is also the take through of the Comrades Marathon. As you know, the Comrades is coming on the 11th of June. So yeah, before we go, let's have the last stretch.
We've talked before. Yeah. I think I remember one conversation we had, I think maybe my last year. But yeah, thank you so much for also, you know, gracing us this evening. How exciting it is, you know, the 6-year anniversary of Mzansi Athletics Club, and also heading into, you know, the 27th.
Yes, thank you for inviting us. We're really excited to host the very first Mzansi AC Half Marathon on the 27th of May. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just talking about that, I mean, it's the very first, and then we also look at, as I mentioned, it's the 6-year anniversary of the club. How important it is to actually, you know, have such a marathon on, you know, on a day like this one?
The anniversary was this year in January.
In January.
On the 14th. Mm. But we are actually having this half marathon on the 6th year. We're excited, but most importantly, this race is going to happen exactly 2 weeks or 14 days before Comrades Ultra Marathon. Mm. So basically, we are inviting all Comrades runners for the send-off. So we are saying to all Comrades runners in the province, come and have a little celebration with us as we send you off to Durban.
Mm-hmm. And as we continue the conversation, Bumatoni, it's we know whenever there's a marathon, I mean, you can't just organize a marathon and people come for free. Let's go into the other logistics of how people can be part of it.
Yes, we have the online entries, which is peak time. You go to www.peaktime.co.za and you go to Mzansi AC Half Marathon. We have 5, 10 and 21 kilometers, like I've indicated. With your 21 kilometers, it's only 180. As runners, they know they need to have a license to run. Those who don't have, you can have a temporary license that you can acquire from us for you to participate in the race, which will be at a cost of only $50. You have 10 kilometers, you have 100 rands, which will also require you to have a license, which will be also $50 if you don't have one. But your 5 kilometers. Your 5 kilometers, you can only pay your 50 rands. You don't need a temporary license or a permanent license to participate in such. Hence, we are saying you can bring the little ones, you can have a fun walk, you can have any age, any fitness category. The 5 kilometers you can participate in. So the more the merrier, everyone is welcome.
And then, what I mean, how exciting it is to see, you know, your brainchild growing, you know, this far? I mean, getting the statistics, I think you guys are already over 500 members, you know, in the club.
Yes, yes, you're correct. We've actually grown so big to an extent that we are the second largest athletics club in the province. Mm. So we're very excited about that. This is the second event that we organize in Mzansi. So we're actually excited that we're actually growing gradually in the province. And we actually appreciate the support that we get from runners, community in around Polokwane and in the province. We actually excited about the support that we get from corporates, mm-hmm. Support that we get from media, yourself, for instance. So I think we are still going far, we believe. When we started the club 6-7 years ago, running was not really fashionable. Like you've said, that these days when you wake up, you see people running in all the streets in the province, in town. This was not the case 6 years ago, but this time around, you can easily say and probably say that people around town are really appreciating running as one of the sports that they can use to live a healthy life, and we're very proud that we've been able to make that impact. And if you look at most of them, are actually people from local communities, people around Sishiku, our black communities. Mm. So yeah, we're really excited that we've been able to make that impact. But we think there's still much that we can do.
I mean,
that will only happen if we continue to get your support. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry about that. I mean, you are creating, you know, future runners, future Crime Ridge Marathon winners, future Two Ocean winners, and we never know. Maybe you might see a Boston Marathon runner, you know, coming from the province soon. I mean, that's some of the things that we are excited about whenever we see, you know, runners coming through and meeting. And I have to say, if you're at home and you've always wanted to run, I mean, I've been to, I think, 3-4 events where, you know, runners are meeting from different, you know, athletic clubs. And you will enjoy it when they're there. I remember the send-off last year from the province going to, you know, the Comrades Marathon. I mean, it was exciting to see that. But just coming back to it, I mean, at the end of the day, people run and some of them make money to take care of their families. Not for necessarily, man. So we want to know if I'm running, how much am I winning if I get to number one? You know?
Yes, definitely there's money to be won. At a total, we're giving away 10,600 rand for those who will win. So you can imagine if you've entered 180 and you're going away with some of that money, it's all in the bag.
I mean, you hear that. I mean, you don't have to spend much. I mean, you just have to, you know, prepare yourself, right? And the nice thing about this is that at the end of the day, it's also a preparation for, you know, the Comrades Marathon. Just take us through that. I mean, how has it been, you know, from your club, people that have already qualified? I mean, I remember, I think we've talked to so many runners this year. By February, you know, people already made sure that they qualify.
Thanks. Our training program started early this year. Mm-hmm. We've got a training that is designed specifically to train anybody to run Comrades Marathon. For instance, if you've never been to running and you come to our club in January, Comrades in July, we can prepare you to run in 6 months' time. Mm-hmm. We've got a program that we've designed that we call Couch to Comrades. C2C, which basically prepare anybody, like I've said. So the training has gone very well. There are new people that we are going to run Comrades for the first time from the club. We've got experienced runners that are going to enjoy the race, like Awe, who has been there several times, and a number of them. But in total, runners that we are sending to Comrades, they say, actually around 60, if not 61. So we are very confident that all of them have gone through that program, and all of them, they're going to come back with the medal. So if you've got an opportunity, after the 11th, invite us. We'll come and parade those medals here with you.
Yeah, we would love that. Yeah. We would love that. I had one friend who ran the Comrades Marathon, and I grabbed the medal. But, you know, if I would be able to see 60 people just standing in front of medals, that would be exciting. But anyway, just lastly, what do you say to the people of the, you know, Polokwane, you know, vicinity that are, you know, looking forward to this coming, you know, marathon?
All I would say is come, let's have fun. It's not about the fitness level that you have. It's about coming and improving the healthy environment, the healthy lifestyle. We have seen our MEC of Health, Department of Health, Dr. Popira Matuba. Mm-hmm. She's all out for healthy living. And with running, you don't need much. You don't need the gym membership. You don't need a whole lot of payments to do. You just come with your sneakers on the road. Like he's saying, there's a program for anyone. People mm-hmm. tend to think those who are in the group, they're very fit, they're going to leave me behind. That is not the case. Yeah. It's accommodating each and everyone with each and every fitness level that you can come with. You can improve while you're inside. And one other thing that I can mention is the fact that when you come to the group, it's not only the running that you learn about, it's also the fitness of the mind. Mm. This is also the mind game. So you also learn through other people, through other experiences, how you can train your mind to can handle such a strenuous environment like running. So you can just imagine running 90 kilometers. It can be all about your physical.
Yeah, you need to be mentally strong.
You need to be very mentally strong. So those kind of things are things you cannot learn alone. And you can say, no, I'll just be at the backyard and do my exercises, then I'll be fine. But come, let's have fun. Let's interact. Let's talk about running. Let's see what running can bring into your life. And I can assure you, like you're saying, the environment at the running fraternity is amazing. Mm. You'll have fun.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. And as you said, I'm going to hold you to it. After the Comrades Marathon, we must have another sit down. I want to see those medals.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That was the representatives coming from Mzansi Athletics Club here in the province. The 27th of May, they are having that half marathon. It's the 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and the 21.1 kilometers. The race is going to start at the old Peter Mukaba Stadium right there. You know very well, that's how we do it in the province.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.